This is Allie Marshall, and I'm talking to singer-songwriter Lissy, who comes to the Orange Peel on February 2nd. Lissy's based in L.A., but she has a lot of Asheville connections. She's friends with Truth and Salvage Company, who got their start in Asheville, and she's roommates with Bill Reynolds of Band of Horses, who used to live in Asheville, and she recorded part of her album, Catching a Tiger, at Echo Mountain. Tracks on this podcast are Record Collector and Little Lovin' off Catching a Tiger.
Tired of saying that I won't get lost ever again. Who knows? Maybe I will.
Yeah, well, I lived in LA for about a year and a half, like prior to starting that, and was a little bit disillusioned with like the lack of, you know, kind of camaraderie or community within, you know, trying to do live shows. And I met the guys from Scrappy Hamilton, who are the Asheville guys. Mm-hmm. I met them. They were my neighbors and became my real good friends and, you know, some of my best friends. And we kind of, you know, formed this kind of group of friends that were, a lot of us were musicians and different, you know, artists that all lived in Beechwood, Canyon area. So I had played at this bar, Cranes, and was like, hey, you know, we could probably do our own thing every Wednesday at this bar, because I played there and, you know, it had gone well, and I used to kind of work for this guy at this bar, Cranes, and it was always sort of like empty and no one ever really seemed to go there, but it was a really cool place. So long story short, like we just kind of banded together, Scott and Walker and Smitty, and I and this guy Ed, who we met in L.A., and we started this thing every Wednesday night called Beechwood Rockers Society. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, because we lived in this cool little neighborhood that, you know, for Hollywood felt pretty vibey and had some nature and hiking trails and stuff, I was able to find some like-minded people that I really got along with and, you know, who, you know, would not only come to your show, but they would get up and sing with you, or they at least, like, kind of knew the song and they'd sing along. And it just seemed like, you know, for a moment in time, it was, like, really just one of the best times I had in my life, like, where I felt like I was really part of something, and everyone was so talented. It was cool to watch everyone sort of growing over the years, and, you know, now, like, those guys are doing Truth and Salvage Company, and they're doing well, and a lot of our friends, you know, who were artists are doing well, and...
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, I'm getting to travel and tour, which... is great for me, you know, so it's like all of us sort of have our memories of those times, but like are getting to like actually be proper musicians, so it's exciting.
But my blue eyes cannot see that their real hue was probably green. I should keep records of these things, and I know what.
You know, you're kind of getting your break too, and I'm wondering if there was a point, especially with meeting those guys, where it was daunting, where you're like, oh wow, it really, like, it's really hard to make it.
I don't think so, because I think for a long time I was sort of oblivious to things. Like, I didn't know kind of the backstory, or I didn't quite understand like the extent of what they had done prior to coming to Los Angeles. And you know, they were so popular in LA that I didn't really, you know, that it kind of, in my mind, I always was like, you know, these guys are, like, killing it. You know, everybody in L.A. is just, like, so excited about them right now, at least within our kind of world. So I didn't really look at it that way. I think now that I talk to them, they seem a bit more, you know, worn out because they've been touring for so long. So, but, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat, just constant touring. So I don't know. I know they've put in more years, but... they have always seemed to be really enthusiastic about it, so I don't think so. It wasn't daunting.
Yeah. When you started really being able to tour a lot, was that kind of a sign for you that you had kind of gotten a toehold in the industry, or that your career was taking off, or is there a certain measure of success for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I spent most of, like, you know, last year actually overseas. And I think that, you know, just my album coming out on Columbia in the UK was a big kind of accomplishment and sign for me, because there was, like, a lot of promo, and I was getting good reviews, and, you know, so it coming out sort of made me feel like, wow, I'm someone that people are sort of stopping and taking notice of, and that felt really nice. And then, you know, just going from playing to, like, you know, 100 people in London to, like, 2,000, and, you know, selling out shows and things like that, I think just help you see that it's growing. And now being back in the States, like, I mean, even this tour shaping up to be, like, so insanely busy, which, like, is a good thing, but it also makes me worry that I hope I can do it.
Yeah.
But it's nice feeling now, you know, being back, that, like, more and more things are popping up, because I think word is spreading slowly but surely, and I think it's things like that, just sort of word of mouth, like, kind of running into a friend who said they heard you in, you know, the grocery store, or, you know, playing a concert and it's selling out, or, you know, it's a lot of little bits that kind of make you feel like, okay, this is going well, you know?
Appalachian farmer, noted charmer, forgot the field. Mississippi moonshine, driving him wild, forgot to yield.
I know that you met Bill Reynolds, and he's actually from Asheville, too. I know that you met him out in L.A.,
yeah.
But was that kind of around the Beachwood Rockers thing as well, or was that a separate meeting?
So I met Bill briefly then, kind of through them, and then he would come out to L.A. to work, and, you know, through that, like, at first when I met him, I actually thought he was kind of rude, and I was like, who is this guy? He thinks he's so cool, you know? And then he started playing me some tracks he'd been working on when I was hanging out with Scott, and I was like, wow, you know, I really like these, like, songs. They're just instrumentals, and I said, you know, could I just jump on the mic and, like, just sort of, you know, sing some parts, like, because they weren't finished. They were just ideas. So, you know, I've got sort of a thing for melody and coming up with melody. So, mm-hmm. You know, I jumped on, started writing to these songs, and you know, we'd done, like, 3 songs by the end of the night that were, like, all sounding really cool. So, you know, we sort of bonded over that experience. And then he, you know, had come to my house a few times to work on, you know, just recording some songs. Like, we did Wedding Bells by Hank Williams, which was, like, our first thing. And then we realized, okay, we have a good dynamic, so we kind of kept working and ended up finishing the EP and then doing some more songs. And he actually lives in my house now because I'm never in town, and I have a 3-bedroom house in Ojai, so he's my roommate now. And he was just with Tyler Ramsey in Nashville, so he was gone while I was home. And then he got back, and then I left. So we're sort of, like, never there at the same time, but
yeah,
it's good.
That's really funny.
Yeah, so he's really, really great, and we have a good time working together. And I recorded some of the songs on my EP and album at Echo Mountain. So some of the time was spent in Nashville.
Hey, heyday, daydreaming someday, be better off. My Georgia pine and decline to its death in a Florida swamp.
Yeah, I was wondering about the difference between working with Bill as a producer versus working with Jahkir King.
You know, Bill is a bit more, like, of a madman, you know, like, he's in a very good way, not in a, you know, he's, like, knows what he's doing, but he also is very aware of, like, letting it go where it wants to go. And, like, as far as just even dealing with me, because I get kind of hyper when I'm working, because the idea comes to me, I have to do it so I don't forget it. And he's real good at, like, just sort of being like, sure, yeah, you want to try that? Let's try it, you know? So we've always had, like, a really good understanding of working together. And, you know, when I talk about recording in this abstract way, he knows what I mean. And is it like, I don't know what you're talking about. So with Jahkir, he, like, really, like, brought me to a level of professionalism that I hadn't gotten to yet. Because, you know, he had done so many great albums, and he knew, you know, that it takes a lot of hard work. It takes, like, you know, showing up on time, like, ready to start. So, like, with him, it was more structured, but it was good for me to learn how to work in structure because then I got a lot more done in a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the difference, I guess, is Shakir, like, I feel like he was, like, a coach or something. Bill's going to do my second album because I feel like I've learned the professionalism, but sometimes, you know, certain people just really compliment one another well.
I got a lot of love in my heart. I'm gonna get to heaven, alright.
And I have, like, different thoughts now. You know, the lyrics aren't coming to me as quickly because I'm not as, like, stressed out about stuff as I used to be, so I find that I'm writing about different things that require a little bit more time.
Well, as far as Catching the Tiger, and now that it's been out for 5 months or so, has your feeling about it changed since you've been kind of touring and playing it? Like, is there anything that, if you could do it over again, that you would do differently, or anything that you learned that you want to apply to the next album?
I wouldn't do anything differently. And moving forward, you know, now I have a band, and I didn't have that band when I recorded the album. So I am looking forward to making the second album with my band. And I think that'll make a huge difference in, like, the authenticity of how it sounds because, you know, we're close and we have been playing probably, like, every day for a year together. So we've got, like, a really special connection going. So, you know, just for the second album, I think having a band is going to be a nice change instead of just having, like, studio musicians come in. And you know, I think that I'm not going to be complaining as much about guys. Like, I'm sort of over that. You know, there's different things you think about. I don't know, maybe I will complain. But like, I feel like I'm thinking about different things, so maybe it'll just be different topically slightly, but I don't know.